Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
8:15, we've been talking a lot about Heather Cloud's bill that would do away with public records laws that exist in Louisiana right now. And Andrea Gallo joins us, investigative reporter for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate, who wrote an excellent piece about it. Good morning, Andrea. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thank you for having me.
I know you're a journalist, and I don't want to cross over from opinion to research, so you guide me, or to facts, so you guide me if I take you in the wrong direction, okay?
Sure. Sounds good.
So let's talk about what would change if, as it is written now, and I've not gotten, we've not seen, I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, have you seen any revisions? Heather Cloud said she was going to maybe tweak her bill. Have you seen any tweaks or revisions or anything?
We have not seen any tweaks or revisions that have actually been brought up for a vote or anything like that. The last version of the bill that the public has seen was what was voted out of committee, which would essentially repeal Louisiana's public records law.
Tell me what that means, repeal Louisiana's public records law.
Right now, citizens in Louisiana, as you well know, have wide access to records about their government. If you want to see what kind of street work is happening in your neighborhood, if there's a mysterious smell coming from a few blocks away, if you want to see how the LSU administration discussed their handling of a certain scandal, all of those records right now are available to the public. You can file a public records request, and for the most part, you can obtain them. It might take a little bit of time, but usually you can get your hands on them. Under this bill, those records are no longer available to the public. The bill essentially says that any record regarding a decision-making process, which is pretty much everything, is no longer going to be available to the public.
I don't know if you're comfortable talking about this or not, but would you be comfortable talking about public information requests that you filed before as an investigative reporter, or maybe that others have filed, and things that have come to light that otherwise would not have been known or would have remained shielded if this new law goes into effect?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge part of my job. It's a huge part of the job of most journalists, but also something that a lot of everyday citizens do for themselves as well. But we published a story last week that I think really kind of helped show how public records have played such a huge and vital role in Louisiana over time. One of those being, of course, the Ray Nagin scandal in New Orleans. Gordon Russell, who was at the Times-Picayune at the time, Lee Zurich, who I believe at the time was at WWL, both of them were filing flurries of public records requests during the end of Reagan's administration. They were both reporting on his misconduct, and all of a sudden, then the feds came in, they got involved, and Reagan ends up being convicted on criminal counts. I think that, you know, as our story said, we quoted the lead FBI agent involved in the case, and he, you know, gave a lot of credit to the public records and to the journalism, saying essentially that that was what helped, you know, bolster their case. So that's an example in New Orleans. In Baton Rouge, I think that we can look at some of what has come out of LSU in recent years. We can look at the Les Miles case. People in Baton Rouge had no idea that Les Miles had been accused of sexual harassment by students, that he had gone through this whole investigation, that Joe Oliva had recommended that he be fired and he not be alone with students. All of that came out eventually a few years ago, once again, thanks to public records. We can also look at some of these LSU football player cases, Darius Geis, Drake Davis. Again, we would not have necessarily known about their allegations in Geis's case of sexual misconduct, in Drake Davis's case of domestic violence, if not for public records. So I would say those are a few high profile examples, but there are, you know, probably hundreds, if not thousands.
Let me take a break, Andrea. I'm sorry, Andrea. Let me take a break, Andrea. And when we come back, I want to talk about citizens' requests that they have made that you outlined in your story, of things that have come to light from citizens' requests that would no longer be because, you know, Jeff Landry again, and I think I might have the sound here. Let me see. And I'll play it. If I do, well, it's going to take a second, dude. I'll play it when we come back. He talks about it having a chilling effect, but this is not anybody trying to weaponize anything. This is citizens that have done some digging, and you outlined it in your story and some things that they've found. We'll pick it up. We come back. 821 Traffic Now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, to me, that's a shrill tone that the governor's using, and the more shrill he gets, the more I wonder about what is it that he's trying to hide? Last week he said something about you don't want to go into a kitchen and see the way the food's made, do you? And my response is, yes, I do, especially if there's something in there that the chef doesn't want me to see. I certainly want to see what's being done in a kitchen that you don't want me to have access to. Now, with that being said, Andrea Gallo, investigative reporter for the Times-Picayune and the Advocate, who wrote an outstanding piece on why the public records law as it exists is so important. You can find it at NOLA.com. Tell us now, Andrea, if you would, please. First off, how do people follow you on X or Twitter?
My Twitter handle or X handle is at A.E. Gallo.
A.E. Gallo, and you can follow her as I am doing right now. Tell me about citizens that have put in requests and the things that your story outlines that have uncovered citizens' requests.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's a tendency among policymakers perhaps to think that the press is the biggest user of public records requests, but really a lot of citizens use these every single day. There's a great example in New Orleans. There's a professor at UNO named Skip Gallagher. He has just become kind of a hobbyist of using public records, and he's been able to enact some really important change by using them. He has discovered payroll fraud in the NOPD, which has led to a federal investigation. He has discovered a huge DNA kit backlog at the New Orleans Crime Lab, about 100,000 untested DNA kits. He's been able to, you know, find a lot of interesting, important, and concerning aspects of how the government in New Orleans is being run. We've also seen citizens groups like the Concerned Citizens of St. Tammany. They frequently request hundreds of thousands of pages of records. They've been very successful doing that. And there's been a lot of talk in Louisiana lately about these so-called library wars, where one side is saying that, you know, books should be removed from children's sections depending on the content. The other side is saying that's censorship. Both sides on that debate have used public records requests to, you know, kind of help their arguments and enhance what they're saying. So it's something that is very nonpartisan. It crosses both sides of the aisle. A lot of people use public records, you know, for various purposes.
How would, if this law is changed and if Heather Cloud's bill passes as it exists now, and again, I've not seen any changes to it. She said she was going to tweak it or amend it somewhat. We've not seen any of that. How would that affect, say, for example, and I'm just asking this a man on the street, if a project is up for bid to see who bid it, what restrictions were implied, purchasing procedures, et cetera, would any of that be affected?
We still don't 100% know how every single record in the state would be affected by this. But what we do know is that it already can be extremely difficult at times to pry records out of government agencies. And as the law would be written under the current way that Heather Cloud has structured the bill, it says that they can refuse to release records that involve a decision-making process. So, you know, as far as procurement, as far as public bids go, I think it could be reasonable to ask the question, well, this is a decision that the government has made to bid to this certain company or whatever. Does that mean that the record is exempt from disclosure?
Andrea is an LSU grad, former Daily Reveille editor. She interned at the Wall Street Journal, has an extensive network of friends, I would think, in this field. Andrea, are you hearing anything from friends around the nation about this?
Yes, absolutely. People across the country are watching Louisiana right now. It's not that Louisiana is the only state to have considered legislation like this. Arkansas actually considered pretty similar legislation earlier in their legislative session. It didn't end up being the final version that passed. But I think that across the country, people are concerned about having access to documents about the government that they pay for, that their tax money supports. And people are concerned about potentially not having that access. I would also mention that in Louisiana, there's another bill right now that would limit only Louisiana citizens to being able to access public records. And that's been a concern for a great number of people, including an archivist in Washington, D.C., who I interviewed, who loves archiving content about Cajun culture and Louisiana history. She would potentially no longer have access to those records if only Louisiana citizens are allowed to get public records in the future.
Andrea, I appreciate your work and that of all investigative journalists. Lord only knows what would be going on if not, but for the work of you and your colleagues. Thank you so much for taking the time, okay?
Thank you, Tommy.
Hope we
it's
talk
great
to you again.
Talking with you.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk to Howie Kaplan right now. Time for WWL First News.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!